This week on Indian Times, the American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association will be holding its 15th annual American Indian Tourism Conference in Tulsa at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Tourism in Indian country isn't just about the obvious, seeing natives and buying their wares. It's about holding on to language, cultures, and identity. Camille Ferguson, executive director of IANTA, said the association had humble beginnings.
The American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association actually started with a grassroots effort by a group of interested people in furthering the tourism industry throughout Indian country. And they started in 1993, coming together to host a conference here in Albuquerque. And from then, I had met diligently every year hosting conferences until finally IANTA became incorporated in 2003 and then became nonprofit in 2007. And since then, we have been working toward helping tribes with developing their tourism program by providing technical resources and building a huge network for those who are looking to start tourism, enhance their program, or expand their program.
IANTA has broadened its scope by entering into a partnership with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and the National Park Service.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs, we have a cooperative agreement, and that cooperative agreement is put in place because the Bureau, they can't physically carry out the duties that are needed to help tribes grow tourism in Indian country. And then we also have a partnership with the National Park Service. And we work collectively together on projects. And one of the projects we just finished up was the American Indian Civil Wars. It's a book on the history of the American Indian and how they played a part of the Civil War. And that book goes into the national parks and also as an educational piece for tribal schools, but it gives an opportunity to tell the tribal side of the story. So it is really one of the projects that we worked with the national parks on.
The National Park Service will be present at the conference.
The conference is actually the mechanism in which we can provide the resources to tribes and businesses that are looking to develop or enhance their tour programs. Every year, we pull together these amazing resources that can help tribes, from business startup to marketing to best practices. And we have a big lineup this year, and some of the key speakers that we'll be having available is the U.S. Department of Commerce, and they'll be providing the data on who's coming to Indian country, which is really a nice opportunity for people who are starting to do research and study. We also have National Geographic Society, which also works well with us on explaining sustainable tourism. We'll have one of the largest tour operators there to help tribes learn how to put together a tour program and an itinerary, and that's Talk World Discoveries will be there. We'll have someone from the Smithsonian, from the National Museum of American Indian. We'll have Kilpatrick Townsend and Stockton, LLP, who works with IANTA and actually a partner of IANTA, and is going to offer training workshops on intellectual property rights to protect your stories or protect your art, what you can do when you get into an agreement. So these are real exciting workshops that I feel that are going to be real important to anybody who is actually wanting to start up tourism.
What do you think that tourism can mean for Indian country in the future?
I'm glad you asked that question, because tourism for Indian country is so important, because this is an opportunity to not just provide economic opportunities. I mean, that's one of the big key reasons why we would enter into it, but we can use tourism as a way to perpetuate culture. Keeps it alive by telling the stories, by showing the dances, by speaking the language, by singing the songs, by demonstrating the art. it is a mechanism for that. A lot of reservations really need that economic boost. And if tourism can be a venue in which to bring economic opportunities for tribes and then also help preserve and protect culture as well, I think it's going to be very important.
The American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association's conference will be held at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tulsa on September 22nd through the 26th. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.